From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, national politics in New Jersey and Florida and your local gym pumping irony with Slate's Will Salatan. First, the lead in Venezuela, where President Hugo Chavez appears to have survived another attempt to put him out of office. A referendum recalled yesterday that he won with a reported 58% of the vote. The president's supporters cheered, but his opponents claimed electoral fraud. Nancy San Martin is in Caracas for the Miami Herald. Nancy, I heard they extended the voting hours until midnight last night. It must have been a huge turnout.
It was a massive turnout, very impressive turnout. They actually extended the voting twice. First, they were due to close at 4, then they extended it to 8. They finally extended it to midnight. But there were people voting as early as 3 a.m., so we were talking about a 24-hour voting event here in Venezuela.
This 58% mark for Chavez, that sounds very strong. The question is, how concrete is the result? Do people believe it?
People don't believe it. It is, in fact, very unclear at this point. Today we're hoping to hear some affirmation from the international observers. They have not yet made any comment on this. Late last night, indications were that it was a very tight race and, in fact, that the opposition may have had a lead.
Now, remind us about Chavez's background. He leads as a leftist, as a socialist. There was a coup attempt a couple of years ago, which he survived. Where does he find himself now, and what does he represent?
Well, he still is viewed as a populist leader with left-leaning tendencies. He did survive a autogolpe or mini coup in 2002. He still is very much supported by many of the masses and has a strong following, but he also has lost some of that following. So we're talking about a very polarized population.
And one would hope that a referendum recall like this might do something to ameliorate that polarization, but perhaps it has not. It doesn't sound as though his opponents are taking this very well.
People seem to be stunned so far this morning. And in fact, the opposition not only has declared fraud, but also is demanding a hand count. So it looks like we're going to have some long days ahead.
And there are hand count ballots. There's some kind of written record, although they used electronic voting machines, yes?
Yes, correct. The preliminary results that were reported today giving Chavez the 58% lead was with about 96% of the polling stations reporting. The opposition is not accepting that, and they are demanding a hand count. As I said, it remains to be seen whether that request will be fulfilled.
How about international reaction to the results, including that from the U.S. State Department?
Well, actually, that too has been slow in coming. There has not been any official reaction as of this morning. I think the international community, like the locals, are waiting for the international observers to either back up the preliminary results or declare fraud, as the opposition is saying.
Nancy San Martin of the Miami Herald in Caracas, Venezuela. Nancy, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.